beware, contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
Joshua Casey wrote, "Damn, Phil, you look good in glasses. Please wear them more often. This is gonna make me cross-eyed with my contacts, but thank you." Juan Gray wrote, "Take the glasses off, faggot. Wow.
Those are just right on top of each other.
One, how'd you know my wife's pet name for me? And two, number one was just jokes, but I hope that you do realize, Juan, if you don't already, let me educate you. When you use the word fag or faggot as a negative, as a bash, you're pretty much just announcing to the world, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm just a big fucking never gonna matter knuckle dragon waste of space. The kind of sad, pathetic excuse of a person that gets off on the fact and go, oh man, I got him to react. And that's a big deal for you because that's how insignificant you are and ever will be. In fact, this may be your most meaningful and defining moment. That's just pretty fucking sad. But feel free to keep calling me faggot since I just pretty much fucked you in the ass with words and reality."
The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by PickPete.com. If you want to play in the RuPaul Drag Race Fantasy League, you have scant few days to get over to pickpete.com and sign up for that game. And then email the fun guys over at the RuPaul Drag Race Recap Podcast and let them know what your top three or your three chosen queens are, as it may be. Check them out at pickpete.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI for a picky discount. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined from the pickpete-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Daniel. I can't hear any of your audio, by the way. But how I'm discombobulated.
Okay, great. What do you mean you can't hear any of my audio? So you can't hear me? You just responded to me.
I hear you. I don't
me.
Hear the music.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Ah, I understand. I see what's happening. So anyway, great.
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
I don't know what it is you want me to do. So you're not hearing anything off my board here. No, but you should be. I know. Wait, what are you doing? My cat is behind my monitor and is literally like pulling pens and stuff away from like between the keyboard and my, so he's behind the monitor and then like between my keyboard and my monitor, I have like, you know, some pens and stuff. So like there's just this little white paw coming out from behind the monitor, like pulling the pens back. Like he's stealing pens from me.
You should like videotape, like on your old, RCA recorder, whatever those things are called that use actual video. You should videotape that, Daniel, and put that on the Facebook because
I understand what was happening. You weren't getting the audio from the tablet. So that's what it was. So now you should, yeah, there. Are you hearing that?
I hear it now. Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was. All right, so I had the tablet off that channel.
That was a very good. You really timed that intro very well without having any music at all. I mean, you were just right on the beat. It was great.
It was an acapella. It was an acapella intro, Adam.
It was. Well, at first,
keep telling people.
I thought you were pulling. You were like pulling my leg for a second,
right?
Because I ran away and went and grabbed something
Adam has no idea what the previously was because it's like he heard the beware part and then stood up, took his headphones off, left. He missed the entire. He doesn't know anything about what the opening clip was. You have no idea who said previously. Who should we thank tonight, Adam, for saying the previously on?
One of our fine listeners over at Dubious Intent said the previous. And I want to thank that listener so much. Actually, you know, they don't know this, but we number our listeners and it was actually listener number 592.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you guys can go over and look that up over at dubiousintent.com/minions and, then you can find out who it is. But I am not going to tell you who that listener is because so I would not want to spoil
anything. What did you think of the clip that I used for the previously on? Wasn't that provocative?
It was an iconoclastic clip, Daniel.
Okay, great.
And I loved it.
Great.
As I always do.
You know, Adam, we are, it is 9:37 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most iconoclastic, I guess, just to beat a dead horse, chat room. Adam, who's joining us in the chat room? Who's joining us in the chat room this evening?
We have Daddy Dave, Dasani Wana, FL Mac, George in Atlanta, Mags, Wit, Good Humor Penguin, Lamont Cranston. And I thank you all. Those of you who make your name as hard as possible to pronounce, you could.
Who are you
actually?
Talking
it's just
about?
One of you. It's just who? One of you.
Dasani Wawa.
Dasani Wana.
No, Dasani Wawa.
Dasani Wawa. See, I couldn't even say it.
See, Dasani
right.
is a brand of water bottled by the Coca-Cola company. So I'm assuming that Wawa is a play on water. So.
Oh, okay. So as you do to pick out our sponsors, mm-hmm. you were they were looking at their counter to figure out what they were going to be.
That's what
you know
it
what
is.
Was in front of them. And they were
is.
Like, oh, there's a bottle of Dasani right in front of
Correct.
Me.
Now, the pickpete.com, though, is sponsoring the RuPaul's Drag Race recap. And honestly, if you are watching RuPaul's Drag Race this season, All Stars 2, they close the entries on September 1st. So you have until Thursday, September 1st, to sign up for the type. It's basically a fantasy game for the reality show. So they do many reality shows, but one of the reality shows they do is RuPaul's Drag Race.
So they're getting a free mention on our little show.
Well,
tonight.
They paid me.
Oh,
they paid
oh.
me on the other show. So, you know, I figured I would just.
I think now contractually, Daniel, you owe me a percentage of whatever you're getting paid there.
I've been watching a lot of Deep Space Nine lately, so I've got a Ferengi contract that will cover this. So, I'm sure there's a rule of acquisition here that will cover me on either side. So, Adam, you know what? I haven't even gone to the Trello to see if you all the fun things you've written down for this week. Oh, okay, great. Adam, how's your week been?
Well, one thing. I put only one thing in the discussion section, but I do have one other thing that I forgot to put in there.
Yes.
But I wanted to mention, so at work this week, they have started hiring a lot of new folks in my area.
Yes.
And my boss comes over to me, and it's a new boss, first of all.
Is
so I'm still breaking her in.
Is she one of the new folks that they hired?
She is not, but she's new to my area, and she's a new boss. Anyway, so she comes over to me on, Tuesday, something like that, evening. Late in the work day and mm-hmm. says, oh, Adam, by the way, we have this new guy starting tomorrow and I want him to shadow you and he can help you with X, Y, Z, whatever. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here. She didn't literally say X, Y, Z, but if I were to say what she said, it would make no sense to any of you. So I'm calling it X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, if you could just get him, you know, get him settled and he could shadow you and all. First of all, I like being able to work autonomously and not have someone up my butt all day long. I don't like it. I have things I want to do. I don't even like people to schedule meetings same day mm-hmm. because when I get in the morning, I kind of plot out my day, what I'm going to do. And then if someone schedules a meeting like, oh, could you come to this meeting in like half an hour? It throws everything out of kilter.
Oh. But isn't that your job? Like mostly meetings? Like no one ever asked me to have a meeting because I'm a programmer. It's like I don't ever get asked to meetings.
My job is more and more and more meetings now, but I have never learned to enjoy them. I mean, one thing I'm doing right now is we're picking mobility. Well, we're picking a cloud I'm getting in the weeds already. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm having a lot of meetings recently, but she wanted him to help me. So, and she wants him to shadow me as well. So, you know, I'm grinning and bear. And the other thing is I don't get in to work at a consistent time. And I've always had laid back managers and they've never cared. Mm-hmm. Well, now I've got someone that's going to be there. So not only is he going to be like up my butt all day long, but I have to actually follow a schedule now.
Wow.
So
your life sucks.
I know.
You have to follow a schedule. It's going to really That's just so miserable.
Oh, this coming from you. This coming.
I follow
from
a schedule. That is my one complaint about my job. This is so boring. I'm bored out of my mind at my job because I have nothing to do. But I do follow the schedule. I do show up there at 9:30 in the morning and sit there and watch Netflix all day and clock out at 6 o'clock. I'm just like, I do. I follow a schedule.
Well, anyway, so I'm already upset about that. So we, you know,
I'm kidding. I don't watch Netflix all day in my cubicle.
Only 75% of your day.
No, I mainly watch YouTube.
So, right. The twinks, the YouTube twinks.
That's
anyway,
what it is, Adam. Yeah.
So, I meet him, blah, blah, blah. We, you know, we go through all this stuff. Well, he knows nothing about what I do. He knows nothing about QA. He literally was doing a tech support job before they hired him.
So you had to answer his Q&A about QA?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, do you see what I did there with the wordplay?
And they did not do a good job getting him onboarded. They had not ordered his laptop before he arrived. They had not set up all this stuff that they needed to do. So there was very little that he could actually do when he first started. So I gave him some reading. I'm like, there are a lot of things you're going to need to learn to do, you know, to do the job that you're going to be doing. So the first thing you're going to need to do is do this reading to at least familiarize yourself with the things we're going to be working on. And I don't know, I had assigned him this reading and it was a lot of reading. And I told him, I know it's going to be boring at first, but once you get your computer set up, we'll actually have you doing, you know, practice stuff and we'll eventually assign you tasks. So you can feel like you're doing something.
Hello, I am your supervisor, Adam Burns. You have not yet retrieved your laptop from the IT department, so I have assigned you some light reading. This is called War and Peace. I need you to write a synopsis of it in the third person and have it on my desk by close of business today. Thank you for visiting Walmart. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Just a little light reading.
So I muted myself. So anyway, so the next day, I talked to him. The other thing is he wants to talk all the time. Like he has continued.
Then you clearly didn't assign him enough reading.
Well, apparently I didn't. I don't know. Apparently he's a speed reader and understands everything, you know, immediately after he reads it. But the next day, and he just talk. And I'm used to listening to podcasts while I'm doing my work and all this kind of stuff. But I can't even listen to podcasts.
Shush. I don't want to hear you talk. I want to hear these other people talk.
Exactly.
You know, if you want to talk to me, why don't you make a podcast, buddy? Make a podcast, put it out. I'll decide whether I want to subscribe to it or not.
He is talking my head off. And then I turn around and start checking my email for the day because I don't like my email to have any unread messages.
And he's like looking over your shoulder because he's shadowing you. He's like, why are you getting all those emails from Cocky Boys? What's that all about?
So this is my work email. So I'm not getting any emails from Cocky Boys on my work email. So
wink, wink.
This is the thing. I notice out of the corner of my eye that he's sitting there staring over my shoulder.
Right. Like I said, reading your
I'm voice. Checking my email. I've assigned him reading. I've given him things to do. Uh-huh. And I'm you know, going through my emails for the morning, getting all that. I think, okay, maybe he's going to ask me something. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to, you know, wait. I do. Anyway, it's rattling me, you know, this person just like staring like over my shoulder. But he's not just staring at me. He's like reading my emails, basically.
Did you have him answer them for you?
No. And so I'm like, okay, surely he's going to ask me something any second now. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to act like I don't even know he's there. And so I'm like going along for like 5 more minutes. He's still just intently staring at my monitor. Like, he hasn't left this spot. He's been sitting there for maybe 10 minutes at this point, not saying a word, staring at my monitor.
At any point did he ever say, like, no, scroll back up?
No, he didn't. Okay. But it's annoying me.
Maybe he has a lazy eye, Adam. Maybe he was actually staring at something else. Maybe he was lost in thought. Maybe he's nearsighted and he doesn't realize that he's doing. Maybe he's blind, Adam.
I don't care if it's... You don't read other people's email. I mean, what are you doing? Like, not that I get like horribly sensitive stuff, But now this coming, I work at a company where I don't know if you, I may have mentioned this on the show before, but have you ever had those coworkers that buy the screen cover thing?
Yes.
That from angles, you yes. can't see what's on their screen.
Adam, I've worked in the healthcare industry for most of my career. Yes.
Okay. So that always annoys me because I'm like, we all work here. Why are you trying to? And one of my coworkers said, that's so no one can see me on Facebook. I'm like, whatever. They don't let us go to Facebook. But I don't have one of those. And now I'm thinking, man, I wish I had one of those. So he could, like, and I don't
what
care.
Are you trying to, my, well, what are you trying to hide from him? I mean, it's like, honestly, most of my email is just like, oh, it's like, here's the latest memo from, you know, Epic. Here's the latest, you know, memo from HR about our health benefits or whatever. It's like, it's not like anything important comes through my email.
Well, come on. It's not even that. I mean, wouldn't it bother you if someone was just staring over your shoulder intently for like, you know, 10, 15 minutes, just not saying a word, just staring?
It depends. Am I clothed or not in this scenario?
You're at work, so you're clothed.
Anyway.
Well.
All right. I'm so sorry. By the way, Fanny Flagg wants us to know that she is in the chat room.
Oh. Hi, Fanny Flagg.
Fanny Flagg, of course, a reference to a perfectly reasonable analogy that I made on the show the other night. Although it may be, albeit a bit dated, I stand by my Fanny Flagg / Droopy Dog analogy. Anyway, continue, Adam. I'm so sorry. So what do
well,
you
see,
how
I
much
thought,
longer? How much longer is your creepy uncle going to be shadowing you at work?
Indefinitely. So finally I went, well, no. So this is the thing. He was irritating me so much, and I wanted to be professional. I wanted to be professional. I wanted to keep my cool, and I didn't want to explode at this person. However, he kept doing it and didn't stop. And and maybe this is a Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone moment, because maybe I have these unrealistic expectations of how people should behave at work. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I was fidgeting. And finally I was like, didn't I give you enough to do? Why are you sitting here like staring at my emails? Like, yeah. Like almost exactly like that.
And what did he say?
Are you done with your reading?
What did he say?
And then I was thinking to myself, oh God, I shouldn't have exploded like that. But he says, oh, well, you know, I'm supposed to shadow you. And he's like, I'm sorry. I was watching how you do your emails. Yeah. I just wanted
maybe
to see if I could learn.
Maybe that's how the assignments come in. Like, oh, here's an email saying I need you to do this project, or I need you to blah, blah, blah.
And I'm thinking to myself, what are you going to learn? I read my email. Like, and by staring at me, you're not going to learn some process that I have for checking my email. You're going to see me read a line, delete, respond to one, you know, go to the next one, delete. What are you... And it's not that I have something so private. It's just,
excuse me.
I think.
I believe you have my stapler.
I think that that's not something you do. It just bothers me. He wants.
I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit. And I told Dom too, because they've moved my desk 4 times already this year, and I used to be over by the window and I could see the squirrels, and they were married, but then they switched from the swing line to the Boston stapler. But I kept my swing line stapler because it didn't bind up as much, and I kept the staples for the swing line stapler.
I'm sorry, I'm having way too much fun. Anyway, well, I'm so sorry, Adam, that you have this permanent shadow at work.
It's driving me crazy, and I don't know. So I went to, not because of this specifically, but he kept saying he really wanted to get his hands dirty and get in there and start doing actual work because he learns better that way. Mm-hmm. But there's not much that I do that I can just give him something to do and he can just, there's just not. I mean, you have to have experience and you have to work up to it. So I thought he should learn some about QA because he knows nothing about QA. So I told my boss, I said, I think you need to assign him to a project at least part-time and have him do some manual testing to learn that end of the business as well. And not just automation, which is what I do, because he needs to understand all the concepts. So hopefully,
what's going
so
on,
she said,
guys, today I'm going to talk about what is QA testing or why start a QA tester. I often asked by people about either of these questions. So I decided to make a video. So, you know,
oh, thank God, just, he made a video.
Shoot it over to people so people have better idea about QA, or if someone is looking into QA, should they be a good fit or not?
You should have just made him watch YouTube.
Most times when you look for QA related videos on YouTube, it's always someone of the Indian persuasion who has recorded this video. It is. It normally is.
So you're saying, and if I click on another one of these, it's probably going to be a QA.
I mean, just look at the name of the person, you know.
God, there's a lot of background noise in this one.
So first of all, I want to say hi to everybody and say congratulations on being a part of our class. And that is the very first time.
He sounds Russian to me, though. He's
like, it's like Russian or Swedish or something.
And the idea of the class is, no matter where you are in the world, we want you to get a job.
In this world?
No matter where you are in this world. You may need to test your quality of your... This one looks professional. Oh, here we go. This is what I wanted. Da, 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 da. Hi, I'm Jenny from HR, and you want to be a software QA engineer. Let's see what she says.
Hello all. This is Apurva from FreshersWorld.com. Welcome to our video channel on jobs and careers. Today, I will be talking to you about a job role of a quality assurance.
Well, two out of three ain't.
I swear to God, I didn't know she was Indian.
Two out of three is not bad, Daniel. I'm just. And if you do a search for test automation, oh, please. I mean, don't even. I found one guy who's Irish or British. I can't remember. But all of the rest of them. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But wait, this one, his name is Guru99. Certainly he won't be Indian.
That's a website.
Yeah.
Manual testing is performed by a human sitting in front of a computer, carefully executing the test steps.
Now that it's read
that
slowly,
sounds like Paul Armstrong.
Now that it's read slowly by a Caucasian, I feel a lot better about
test
it.
Case suite. The automation
I made no judgments.
Can also.
Oh, speaking. Are you done with your employee story? Because I have something to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm irritated. Okay. I'm irritated by the whole situation, but I'm done. Yes, I'm done.
Speaking of Paul Armstrong. I don't know if you saw his latest video. Have you?
How to hang a hook on a door?
Yeah, have you seen it?
No.
I am always looking for places to hang things, and I thought on the back of this bedroom door,
as you do,
I could hang things like my robe or
dildo,
my pajama bottoms,
anal beads,
or something like that. Now, I've already installed one hook for long things like the robe, but I want to install another one farther down for short things like a t-shirt or
anal
shorts.
Beads.
And I'm going to do that.
Here's my question. Like, my bedroom door is always open. So it's like, if I had a hook on the back of my bedroom door, it's like I would never see what was there because it's like, what? I live alone. What reason would I possibly have for shutting my bedroom? Even when I was married, our bedroom door was never shut because the cats can go in and out or whatever. It's like, so it's like, I haven't lived anywhere where I've shut my bedroom door for like 30 years. It's like, I don't understand. It just seems to make no sense.
Well, he wants to hang hook on his door. Some people might hang hooks on their wall. Some people might hang hooks. I don't know. There are many places you can hang a hook. You obviously would not hang a hook on your door.
I would not.
But there may be other places that you could hang a hook.
If you need to know, though.
Now.
This was my favorite part, though. This is my
here
favorite.
Are the things you're going to need. A double-prong robe hook. A pencil for marking the holes.
Right, yes.
A drill or a screwdriver bit for the drill and a tiny little drill bit to drill some starter holes.
Right, got it.
So let's get started now. The first thing to do is to mark holes where you are going to drill the starter holes.
Oh, drill me, baby, yeah.
Then we're going to take the drill and just drill a little starter hole in each position.
Yeah. Oh, give it to me, Daddy.
Jesus, what kind of sex do you have? Using a drill?
The diameter of the drill bit is smaller than the screws that are going to be going in the
holes. I love your diameter. Ooh.
Then you're going to put one screw in the first hole and line it up with the starter hole.
What are you going to put in my other hole, huh?
Slowly, slowly screw it in.
Are you Donna Sugars now?
Then you take the second screw and screw that one in.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, so sorry. Hold on. Let me answer the door here. Yes. The phone here. Yes. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Actor Stephen Hill played the DA on Law & Order. Dead at 94. Okay, bye.
I don't know. I didn't watch Law & Order. Did you watch Law & Order?
Well, if he was on Law & Order, he's famous enough to be...
There you go. We have a very high bar here.
I think he played some old attorney, mm-hmm, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm. Oh, Yaz Mamadou in the chat room wants to know, how many holes do you have? Two. Yaz Mamadou, men have two, women have three. Come on. Just basic math. That's just math. I'm sorry. I can't help you if you don't know that. By the way, just a show note here. We will not be on next Sunday. It is the Labor Day weekend. I will be off camping in the Poconos, and Adam will be, I don't know, somewhere.
I don't know. We were supposed to take our yearly birthday trip.
Yes.
But we haven't planned any trips. So we're going to be somewhere.
As much shit as you give me about going, oh, you're going to another sex thing. Oh, you go to the mall. You guys have birthday trips like every fucking weekend. It's like, whose birthday is it this time? Sydney's? It's like, you've already done the anniversary trip, which is basically a birthday trip. And then you did your birthday trip. And then you did Mittens. It's like, how many more birthdays are there?
No, we just, the summer one was the anniversary trip. And then this one will be our birthday trip because my birthday's in August. His is in September. So we take a birthday trip. And I don't know where it's going to be, but it has to be somewhere drivable. Actually, we may go to Austin.
Uh-huh. Oh, to visit Joe Zubia.
Well, no. But
Fine. I mean,
we'll be there.
No, I'm not going to.
We'll be there. We're not going to visit anybody. Mm-hmm. No.
See,
of course not. Or Nashville or Destin, Florida. Those are like the three. But Destin, Florida is like a 12-hour drive or more.
Destin, Florida. You know, I believe listener to the RuPaul Drag Race recap, hashtag Tyler H. lives in Destin.
Oh. So well, we won't be visiting him either.
But visit hashtag Tyler H.
I hear they have powdery white sand there. So we're always in the quest for the powdery white sand.
Here's the thing. I am going camping at the Woods Campground this coming weekend. I'm supposed to go with the guys from the Occasional Fag. But okay. I just emailed them. They asked me a question the other day. And I was like, oh, we can talk about this when we go camping if we're still going. And I haven't heard anything back. So it's like, this is going to be another one of those Gavin things where Gavin's like, yeah, come camp with us. And then he fucking cancels at the last minute. So it's like, now I'm going to go camping and they're not going to be there.
Well, you're all familiar with it now.
I know.
Just go by yourself.
I'm an old pro now, but yeah, it's just, no, I was looking forward to seeing them and whatnot. So I don't know. RT Cruiser is asking me about my art project. I believe I talked about this on the after show, right? I don't think I talked about the art project on the show. Did I?
I don't think you did.
No, I think I did. Anyway, I just bought the supplies the other day to make my art project. I'm still looking for a fake potato, but I am working on that. But yeah, there will be a video on my YouTube channel after this weekend, after the Labor Day weekend, that will show the making of and the placement of the art project that I am doing. The art project that I'm doing, by the way, what are you doing? Why are you waving around a bottle of rum?
Go ahead. I didn't think you watched me.
then why are you trying? If you don't think I watched you, then why are you trying to distract me from my story?
Well, after you were done, I was going to tell you, I'm trying a new thing. Yes. So I have this rum here.
It's a bottle of Bacardi Light, yes.
But I don't have any mixer. So I've got these Dasani drops,
yes,
that you normally put in water.
Bottled water, yes.
So I'm just going to pour them in straight into the rum bottle.
Be stingy with it.
You think?
I use those Dasani drops for actually making glasses of water. So don't go heavy on the spray. Just...
It really sweet.
I know, but you can always make it stronger, but you can't. Once you pass that threshold, it's like, so I would just start with just a single squirt, just like hold up the bottle again, because you don't have a lot of rum in there. That's not a lot of rum. That's like maybe, you know, like a
four or five shots, maybe?
Yeah, that's maybe like a half of a glass
maybe less.
Of rum. So yeah, I wouldn't, like, I use a whole squirt for a full 16-ounce glass.
So I've never done this, but if it tastes good, I'm going to patent it, you know. water droplet thingies for a mixer.
So I'm going with the thing that I'm making that you'll see on my YouTube video eventually. I'm making GLaDOS from Portal 2. So for those of you who ever played Portal, GLaDOS was the really evil computer that makes you go through all the testing at Aperture Science. And in Portal 2, at one point, you stumble across this old abandoned era from when they first created Aperture Science. And when you first run across GLaDOS, she is actually shrunken herself down just to her CPU, and she's being powered off of a potato clock, which is in a bird's nest. And a bird comes, and she freaks out because the bird is there, and you have to save GLaDOS and carry her around as your companion for the rest of the game. But until you can get her back into her body, and then she kills you, but that's not important. But here's the thing. She actually doesn't kill you. She lets you go. But I just thought that was a sufficiently nerdy thing to do, was to make the potato clock with the GLaDOS CPU attached to it. And it's...
Didn't you... You found some photos of something similar that's already been made by someone, right?
Right, right. But so I bought the Sculpey clay to make the little computer piece to it. I've got the wires for it. I got the nails for it. I got the clips for it. All I'm missing at this point in time is the potato. So I'm missing the... and I also had the bird's nest. So I don't have the bird's nest, but I got one of those wreath, like little tiny wreath wire frames, so that while I'm up there in the Poconos, I can take sticks and make a bird's nest out of it. So, in other words, I have a frame to make my bird's nest out of. But yeah, so that's what I'm making, is the GLaDOS as a potato clock, or as a potato battery powered GLaDOS is what I'm making, and that will be what I'll be placing out into the woods at the woods. So anyway, isn't that fascinating?
Will it light up? Has it got like an LED?
I could, but I didn't. When I was at the dollar store the other day, if I had found one of those solar powered lights. You know, those little solar-powered Malibu lights.
But couldn't the potato power an LED?
It's not a real potato. A real potato would rot in the woods. So the potato has either got to be a plastic artificial potato, or, as it's looking like now, because I can't find a plastic potato anywhere around here, and if I order it online, it'll cost like $10. So it's like, I may just make a fake potato out of Sculpey and paint it. So that's the cheaper route. So I think I may actually even do that. I may just go buy an actual potato, roll out my Sculpey really thin, and then wrap it around the potato, right? And then remove and make that and then bake it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, in other words, it will be two pieces of a potato so that I can extract the actual potato from it, but it'll be the shape of it, and then I'll paint it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You'll see it. You'll see it. It'll be on my YouTube, unless it doesn't turn out well. If it doesn't turn out well, you'll never see it.
Yeah,
I'll record it. It'll never see the light of day. It's just like it was like this horrible thing. Like,
wandering around my house, wanting to make a potato GLaDOS. And today,
these are the tools
I thought I would show all of you.
These are the tools that you'll need. You'll need a drill and some screws.
I still say that Paul Armstrong has things he needs to get done around the house.
He does.
And so he just makes videos out of those things next it's going to be, here's how you vacuum your house.
Oh, look at that. I'm getting shade from the chat room here. Yasmin Badu is saying Daniel doesn't trust himself to sculpt a life like potato by hand. Actually, it's not that, Yasmin Badu. It's that for weight purposes, I need it to be hollow. So it just makes more sense to wrap it around an actual potato and then cut it in half so that it's a bottom half and a top half. You know what I'm saying? It actually makes more sense to do because... sculpting a hollow potato in one felt, you know, in others, it needs to be two halves that will hook together. And that's really difficult to do freehand. It's just, why not use the mold for it? That's what that was all I'm trying to say. Was that a potato is really cheap. A potato is, you know, 10 cents at the grocery, or I don't know what it is. I'm George Bush suddenly. I'm George H.W. Bush suddenly. I don't know what a fucking potato costs at the grocery. But I know that a gallon of milk costs $16. So, I know that. Anyway, so I'm going camping up to the woods campground. Whether the guys from the I almost said Pod is my co-pilot, but the guys from the Occasional Fag, whether they go or not, I don't care. I'm going anyway. So,
you know, you should actually make some YouTube videos of just, you know, your experience camping.
You know, the thing about that is that I don't have a lot of camera equipment. Right. So my camera is basically my webcam and my camera, right? My phone, right? So my phone will do video and my webcam will do video. And that's it. Those are the only devices that I have. So I couldn't really do a video of me setting up camp because I don't have some kind of holder to put my phone in that would, you know, like that I could do a time lapse of me setting up my camp or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they sell those.
Then I have to go out and buy things like that. And it's like, so I don't have like a lot of, and when I'm walking around the camp, I don't really carry my phone around with me because what's the point in me carrying my phone around? So it's like, usually my phone is back at the, at in my tent or at the campground, you know, in my camp somewhere. So it's like, like this past time when I went out hiking during the day, I took my camera with me specifically to go and take pictures. But that was only like a small portion of the day. I didn't have my camera with me most of the day. And when I say camera, I mean phone. But you know what I'm saying. It's not important.
My phone actually takes surprisingly good video.
Oh, yeah. No, and, so does mine. But that's my point is that I'm just kind of whatever I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and there's not much light in those, you know, the glory hole areas.
Well, I would never take a picture of that anyway, and because I would never be there, Adam. That's not what I do. I would never be there.
I've been needing to screw something lately, and I thought I would show all of you
for this kind of thing. I bought some stuff at Fort Trough this past week, and I figured that Turniped would have a discount code for it. No, he doesn't. But he's like, This is how shameless he is. He's like, no, I don't have a discount code, but here, use this affiliate link so I get credit for it. It's like, oh, great. Now
I can't save you any money, but why don't you just make some money for me?
Yeah, I can't save you 5% on your Fort Trough offer, but here you go. Why don't you do this? And it's like, I ordered the stuff, and then afterwards, there was this thing. No, I'm not going to talk about that. I talked about that in the chat room. There was a thing that I debated on buying, and I actually had it in my cart at one point in time, and then I removed it from my cart. I decided against it, but in the meantime, I forgot about them because they had blindfolds on sale, Adam.
Oh,
and
well,
they did. They had like these nice blindfolds and everything. It's like my bedroom gets so bright in the morning. It's just like, I figured I could just wear the, you know, it's like, this is a blindfold. I get it. It's a sex toy, but it has practical purposes for like, you know, blocking out the sunlight in the morning. So instead of me having to go buy blackout drapes or whatever, I could just.
I need a blindfold for all those games of pin the tail on the donkey that you like to play.
Exactly. Is that a euphemism? I'm pretty sure that is. Oh, RT Cruiser wants to know what I bought there. I love stuff there. I don't know if I should say what I bought there or not. Adam, should I say what I bought there or not?
This is a family-friendly show, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. You can say if you want. It is your reputation that you're putting out there online, Daniel, not mine. So I'm going to leave it up to you. What is the thought you want people to have of you? When they're thinking of Daniel Brewer, do you want them to think of whatever it is that you bought at this website that shall not be named?
Fort Trough. I've already named the website.
That is up to you.
Named the website.
Was it a hook?
You know what? Daniel. I'll just tell you this. I bought item number 60527.
Oh, 60527, my favorite.
I bought item 72793, and ooh, I bought item 70097. So there you go. Those are the three things, man, that I bought.
Such a hard choice between those three. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd probably have to buy all three of those together as well. I don't know how you would choose, really.
Now, in fairness, I bought the item 60527, but it came with item 90200 for free. Because they sell item 90200 separately, but it is included with my purchase of item 60527. So, there you go.
Well, as you do. I mean, you must, really.
There you go. And the first person to email me in with the names of the products that I... we'll win.
And use the special listener discount code DI.
You'll win a video of Adam fucking a watermelon. Anyway, that was old joke. But you know what? So I did that, Adam. I'm going to do that. I'm camping. I'm going camping. So if you're in the Lahaina, Pennsylvania area for Labor Day weekend up at the Woods Campground, make sure you say hi to me. You'll find me out on the path trying to set up an art project. So. You'll see, me walking around, like trying to make a bird's nest. I'll be like, hey, aren't you Daniel? Yeah, okay. Well, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
It's going to be so confusing for those guys that are walking around for other things. And they see you bent over and they think that you're there for one reason. And then they walk up and you're setting up a potato.
I can multitask, Adam. That's all I'm trying to say. I can multitask. Oh my God. Suddenly there's three new death phone calls that weren't there before. What the fuck? It's just like, Someone didn't do their pre-show job. Yeah, hello.
Hey, guys. This is Mags and calling in for celebrity death phone. Wrestling manager Mr. Fuji passes away today. Age 82. I know he's had bad health for a long time. So, yeah, it was neat. He was a really good heel manager. So that's about all there is for that. Bye.
Mr. Fuji, they actually made a movie about him, I believe, where he was just like, okay, punch you on, punch you off. Punch you on, punch you off.
You know, you can get away with stuff that sounds racist.
That is a Pat Morita impersonation from The Karate Kid.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm just saying, you can get away with it.
Wow.
But one little word comes out of my mouth.
Well, you know why? It's because people know I'm not a racist. So. Oh, God. I'm spinning.
It's because I have a southern accent. That's what it is.
That political capital is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, Adam, tell me more about the thing that's next on the Trello that you wrote.
Okay, so I moved something to. We're gonna have a technology segment today.
We are. Oh,
yeah.
I hope it's you because you know I'm no longer doing the tech segments.
Oh yeah, it is me. And I didn't know you were no longer.
Yeah,
doing
you can
them,
thank
but...
you can thank Baron Frosty for that. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to do a technology segment. It's going to be really short and sweet, but I just have a recommendation for people. And I thought it would fit nicely in there. But for my next thing, I want to get, as I like to do, and you guys never really live up to your end of the bargain. And Daniel, you always live up to your end of the bargain, but the
Oh,
the
so
listeners...
sorry. So sorry. Hold on, Adam. I'm so sorry. We got this call I got to do.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Actor Michael Leader played some roles in EastEnders and some other movies, but most famous for being the clumsy stormtrooper who bangs his head. Okay, bye.
Really? Really? That is obscure. That is really
obscure.
I
always forget to type them until like I never remember, so I'm typing it in. He was in EastEnders, so I'll give it to... You know, we never give him...
No, but he's the guy. He's the guy that literally there's a scene where the stormtrooper like bonks his head on the piece of scenery and it's like in the background of that when they're in Cloud City and they're marching down the hall and there's a stormtrooper that bangs his head up against... And that's him, Michael Leader. So, all right, fine. Whatever.
You know, we were giving Mags all wrestling related deaths,
yes.
No matter what.
Yeah, we did.
But you know, he's already won the prize now. I don't know if we should be leaning.
Oh,
but you
look
know,
at that.
This
look
one,
at that. Trying to go back.
This one we will give to him. But he has won the prize, so I think we need to consider being a little bit harder on him going forward because he's already
harder.
Won. We need to be fair and make room for other winners.
Got
to
be harder.
Yeah.
Apparently the occasional fag guys are actually listening to us live because I just got an email going, yes, we're going camping.
So I want to get advice, and I think people should email into the show or call and leave a voicemail for next week and tell me their advice.
Well, we won't be on next week, so I think that's excellent. They should absolutely call and leave you advice.
It'll be on the next show, whenever that is. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So... We have, Mark has been meeting my family in very small doses, you know, one or two at a time. And
so not like when you met my family, I just basically plunged you in.
Well, you have a small family. I have a very large family. I mean, your immediate family is fairly small. I have six aunts and uncles on that side and a plethora of cousins. Second cousins, third cousins, they all have kids. We have, I don't know, probably 75, 100 relatives in just the immediate family that come to things. And most of my aunts and uncles, I'm assuming now know that I'm, you know, living in sin with my homosexual lover. And, you know, they're trying to embrace him and everything and be nice. It kind of bothers me because I don't know what they're saying about us, you know, behind our backs.
Hi there.
But
my name's Betsy. I'm Adam's grandmammy. Why don't you come over here a little bit closer so Betsy can take a gander at you? Them eyes slanted? I can't tell if them eyes are slanted or not.
Of course. Of course, they have to be racist.
Sure,
yeah.
Listen. Now, don't you, I'm just going to say, I'm not racist. I was all for the yellow men during the war, but let me just tell you this, young homosexual.
don't go over to Cousin Kitty, because Kitty's going to hurt someone if she finds out that you had something to do with the D-Day.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum. Anyway, we got an invitation for a wedding.
Yes. Was there a shotgun involved with this?
No, okay, there wasn't. It was a very nice, fancy wedding invitation.
Well, you know, even a fancy wedding could have a shotgun involved. It could be like, you know.
No.
The golden shotgun wedding of Cousin Emmylou.
But there are no shotguns involved. Anyway, both of us were invited, and it was by an aunt and uncle. Their daughter is getting married, and they know about Mark.
Right.
And they've met Mark and everything.
All those agents give good gifts. We should invite them.
Now, I thought, and they invited both of us, which was sweet of them. I thought he would say that he didn't want to go.
Oh, so you were bluffing him. You were just like, hey, do you want to go to this wedding that we were, and you're thinking that he was going to say no, and he said yes.
And it's not that I don't want, I want him to go. I want him to be part of the family. But now
you don't
know. I don't know how I should handle myself. Like, I don't know. And I don't think he realizes.
I don't understand.
Like,
what do you mean, how you should handle yourself?
What do I introduce him as? Do I say,
he's your boyfriend?
I don't know who knows and who doesn't. I don't want to cause a scene.
Then say partner. This is my partner, Mark. At worst case, they'll think you mean business partner.
So I don't know. I just don't
know. We have some joint property that we share.
And my family is all really nice, so I'm sure they'll all be very nice and everything, and it'll be great. I thought the kind of one or two at a time was working good. This is going to be like all of them.
Oh, wow.
Like all of them, like all at once.
But the good news is that some of them already know him.
Yeah, that's true.
So they'll take on this is what I found from experience. They will take on the role of dispelling it because they're all nice. They don't want a scene to happen either. So anyone who they think might cause a scene, they're going to already have pulled over and going like, now you know that boy that's with Adam there, that's his boyfriend. They're homosexuals. Yeah, I know he looks a lot younger than him, doesn't it? It's like really weird. He's like he looks 16 and Adam's like 40. But no, it's like no.
Whatever.
That is his boyfriend. What? Apparently in the gay community, that's called being a sugar daddy.
Ugh. Ugh. Anyway, if
by the way, you won't even give me credit for not using a Southern accent to do that joke. Thank you, Adam.
Well,
thank you.
No, you just called me old. Whatever. You went
I'm
from
doing
calling
great. Thank
me
you for
like
asking.
A redneck hick to calling me a sugar daddy.
Hold
How
on.
Dare
I
you?
Am a redneck hick, so I am allowed to call other people redneck.
What?
If I have not pointed
Florida
it out.
Florida does not count.
Oh, my God. Do not get me started, young man. My dad is from Sand Hill, Mississippi. My mom was born in Memphis, Tennessee. I have Southern cred out my ass. Here's the thing.
What did you do? Take courses to not have a Southern accent?
I did, actually. It's called talk radio. I wanted to be in radio so bad when I was a teenager that I literally practiced not having a Southern accent. It's like, you met my family. They all have Southern accents. It's like, I'm the only one that doesn't have a Southern accent. It's like that is my family. They are very Southern. We are very Southern.
Well, I finally decided.
I have a cousin whose God-given name is Scooper.
Who's 2 weeks younger than
me
and gay?
His God-given name is Scooper. You don't get more country than that. I have a cousin named Scooper.
Oh, goodness. If anyone has any advice for handling a family wedding with a homosexual lover, you can email contact@dubiousintent.com.
No, there's been any number of sitcoms done over the years that would handle this for you. I suggest that you watch How I Met Your Mother season 8 or whatever when they went up to the wedding there.
I'm going to be so nervous the whole time. I'm going to be like, I'm going to have to take an acid or something. I don't know. And that's it. So we'll see how that goes. I'll report back.
Oh, we
show.
Can't wait for that. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Going to be reporting back. I had one more thing to say, and I've already forgotten what the fuck it was. So, oh, I know what it was. And I don't know. We're probably running late. I probably shouldn't say it. So here's the thing. I've got my weekends booked for a while because I'm This coming weekend, I'm going camping. The weekend after that is Mr. Connecticut Leather contest that I'm going to. So that'll be that weekend. And then the weekend after that is the CT Cruisers sex party that I'm going to. And then the weekend after that, I'm going back camping again. So it's like I've got like all these. And so this weekend here was a weekend that I was like, oh, well, I don't have anything to do this weekend. I should spend this weekend cleaning the apartment, maybe going through the closets and getting rid of old shit and just doing spring cleaning, right? Just basically getting things out before it starts getting cold here, you know, it's taking things out, hauling them out to the dump, yada, yada, yada. I am so bad, Adam. I'm so bad because I could have done that. I could have done that. But instead, I like sat down and I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going on at the Providence.
YouTube?
I wonder what's going on at the Providence Eagle this weekend. Oh, look. Oh, they're having a foam party at the Providence Eagle. That's only 2 hours away. I should go and check that out because it's a foam party. I really should go and check that out.
Yeah, I was going to, vacuum do some. But a foam party.
How often do foam parties? I live in New England. You can only do foam parties 5 months out of the year, right? It gets too cold. Otherwise, so it's like, this really is the last possible weekend that you could get away with doing a foam party. You know, it would be a crime if I didn't go to it, Adam, because it was like,
I think it would.
They're so infrequent that really you should take every opportunity to avail yourself of these things.
And really, you should just get Paul Armstrong to do your cleaning and stuff, and he could make a video of it.
I should invite him down and have him do a video of it, cleaning a friend's apartment. I'm sorry, I was doing production on that in my head. Anyway, so the thing is, I drove. I fed the cats. I got dressed and I got in my car and I drove and I'm like, you know what? There's this free period of Sirius Radio right now. And there's only one station on Sirius Radio that I actually would ever listen to, which is POTUS, which is their political, presidential election channel. And so I started listening to that on the way there, but it was repeats, the stuff that I had heard before. So then I popped in and I have an audiobook that I've been listening to. So I listened to my audiobook. I drove to Rhode Island. So 2 hours later, I pull up to the bar. I get to the bar. I go in. I get a drink. Adam.
Daniel.
Now, if you were going to throw a foam party,
yes,
in 2016, what do you think, like, what would be, like, one of the requirements of this foam party?
Foam?
No, aside from the actual foam and stuff like that. Like, you've got people coming to a bar, and they're going to experience this foam party.
Well, I don't know in 2016. You said in 2016 as yes. if there's something we would do in 2016
well, yeah,
that was different.
All right. I will tell you. I'll give you what I was going for there. We have phones. We have electronics in our pockets and stuff like that in 2016 that we maybe wouldn't have had back in 2000 or whatever. It's like, I have a very expensive electronic computer in my pocket that I would prefer not to take into the foam, right?
So you want some kind of locker situation
or some kind of clothes check.
Yeah. You have a clothes check anyway.
Right.
I mean,
no,
what? You're not going to take your clothes off in your car.
They had no clothes check. They had nowhere for you to put your phones or your wallet or anything like that you wouldn't want to like take into the foam with you.
So they just wanted everyone to be clothed in the foam?
I don't know. So I was just at this bar. So then suddenly I'm just at a really lame bar that I drove 2 hours to get to. Aside from the one guy that, so this actually happened, Adam. I wonder if we had a theme for that. Like, what was that show that was on TV? Like, stories that you wouldn't believe, like fantastic stories or.
Believe It or Not.
Was it
Ripley's Believe It or Not? That's what it was called. It had, for a while, that Superman guy, can't think of his name, but he was the host of that. Okay. But it's had several hosts over the years.
I can't find when I say believe
Ripley's
it or
not. Right, believe
here,
it
here,
or
here,
not.
Here, 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 here. This is apparently the theme to Ripley's Believe It or Not. Adam, believe it or not, I was standing in a bar in Providence, Rhode Island. And I was bored. And I looked down at my scruff. And there was someone who was 10 feet away from me, on scruff, who I thought was very cute, so I sent him a woof. Adam, not lying. The guy standing next to me like, reaches into his pocket and looks at his phone because he just got an alert. And it was Scruff, right? And it was like, it was the guy that I just woofed. I realized that that was the guy. And so he basically, like, looks at my profile and then sends a woof back to me. So I, of course, get it immediately on my phone next to him, thinking that he would see that, that, oh, I'm standing right next to you. So I basically typed him back. I was like, it feels weird for me to say thanks when you're standing right next to me. He then sees that message, looks to his left, which is not where I'm at his right. He looks to his left and is looking around everywhere on his left, like he can't see anyone. And he's like, and then goes back, where? I'm standing directly next to him to his right. And then,
everywhere you didn't look. I'm exactly right. Where you didn't
look. He says, where? And then I hear that mess up. But then at that point, he looks around. So I just like wave at him. I'm like, hi. I'm like right here. And then we didn't say anything else. He just like said like, oh, hi, my name is Bippity Bop or whatever. And I was like, oh, are you from here? And he's like, I'm from Cranston. I don't know where the fuck that is. I'm from Cranston. I was like, oh, that's really nice. And then he went back to looking at his phone. So I was like, oh, okay, well.
Believe it?
Believe
or
it
not.
Or don't, Adam. It was like, there was no point to that. That was the lamest story I think I've ever told.
Yeah, guys, I'll take you there again. Comedian and actor Marvin Kaplan dead at 89. He was the voice of Choo Choo in Top Cat and had lots of movies, including It's a Mad World, where he was one of the service station attendants. Okay,
oh,
bye.
Wow. Well, yeah, if you're the service station attendant in Mad World. Adam, I'm saying
yeah,
no.
Yeah, sure.
I'm saying
let's do it.
I don't know who the fuck this guy is. Now you're going to get like Sater going like, I can't believe that you gave it to Marvin Kaplan, but you didn't give it to whatever the fuck that other lady that I was upset that you didn't give it to.
Yeah.
Andrew
it's
Gold's,
content for the show.
Andrew Gold's mother, which I believe is actually what's written on her tombstone. Here lies Andrew Gold's mother. R.I.P.
I don't remember the name, but it was someone who sang in The Sound of Music or no, not The Sound of Music. It was The King and I and My Fair Lady. Mm-hmm. And there was something about Gloria de Havilland
or something like
that. But that was a different person.
Where am I going next? Am I keeping this order?
You're going to the news.
I'm keeping this order. Because you said you had added something to the tech. I didn't know where we had fallen on the tech segment as to whether we wanted that to be somewhere or not.
It'll go where it is.
It'll go where it is, said Adam Burns. I have made a decree. It shall go where it is. News game. It's time for a news game. It's a news game. Her name was Marnie Nixon. All right, Adam, it is the news game, the part of the show where you're going to read me three, count them three headlines. Only one of which is correct, or true, or real. And it will be my job to use my incredible cerebral power to discern the correct headline.
I don't know if I'd go that far. Incredible cerebral power?
Yeah, no, it is incredible. It is incredible. Okay, here we go, Adam. Tell me the first news headline this evening.
All right, Daniel. The first headline, Metallica singer celebrates a PhD in astrophysics.
A Metallica singer is now a rocket scientist. Got it.
Yeah. All right. Number two. Dictator accidentally told people to get naked and work. So they did.
Okay. Dictator tells people to strip. And they do.
Yes. And
what was
thirdly,
it? What's his name? Simon. Simon says strip.
We'll find out. Maybe.
Okay.
We'll. You know.
All
who
right,
knows?
All right. Go ahead.
Thirdly, high school teen shot after police mistake saxophone for a machine gun.
Oh, that's a very timely one there, Adam. Playing on the police brutality meme out there. I notice that you won't tell me the race of the saxophone player because I believe that would play a huge role into whether or not a cop would shoot him or not. Let's see. All right, so we've got Metallica singer, now a rocket scientist. we have got a dictator that tells people to strip and work, and they do. And then we have a teen that was shot, a saxophonist that was shot. Got it. Here's my three. All right, I think I did it wrong last week. So what I'm going to do now, Adam, is I'm going to choose what I believe is the real headline. And before you tell me whether I'm right or not, you will reveal one of the fake headlines. Okay?
All right.
So I believe the real headline is the dictator headline. I believe the dictator makes people strip and work, and they do, is the real headline. So Adam, tell me one of the fake headlines.
Okay, one of the fake headlines is Metallica singer celebrates a PhD in astrophysics.
See, that was my second choice there. So, all right. So now we're down to the one I believe is correct, which is the dictator or the saxophonist getting shot. Mm-hmm. All right, Adam, I'm going to stick to my guns. I believe it is the dictator that gets shot. What say you?
The correct and true news story.
Yes.
Is this dictator accidentally told people to get naked and work, so they did.
Adam, yeah. Tell us about this news story, which, by the way, I got correct.
So people in Eastern European country of Belarus are mocking their leader's authoritarian ways and apparent verbal flub by stripping naked at work. Belarusian president Alexander something, Lukashenko, often referred to as Europe's last dictator, delivered a speech last week urging the country to innovate its way out of an economic crisis. Quote, "We must get undressed and work," the autocratic leader told a summit in Minsk. According to Russian broadcaster RT, Lukashenko may have meant to say develop and work, as the two phrases sound similar in Russian.
There you go.
But some people in Belarus, delighted in taking their repressive leader's words literally, posted photos of themselves on social media in various stages of undress while at work using the hashtag #getnakedandwork. Many wrote tongue-in-cheek comments alongside their posts along the lines of, "The leader says we should," according to RT.
RT Cruiser? Wait, RT Cruiser was involved in this? Oh, that's amazing. All right, well, there you go. That is...
There you go. That, no, that's Russian broadcaster RT. That, a different RT, Daniel.
That is the news.
And if the chat room wants, I'll post a link in the chat room.
You interrupted my transition from one piece to the next by, like, talking... You know, Adam, because I won the news game, we get to use this birthday song.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Intent birthday segment, a segment of the show where Adam will play a musical theme and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking in the chat room, unless I get stuck, in which case I'll totally cheat because, you know, I'm a very untrustworthy individual. Adam, what is our first musical cue this week for our birthday segment?
All right. Here is our first musical cue.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
Take a nothing day, suddenly make it all worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl.
This is the theme to the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
It is a theme to the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
It is an ensemble cast, which featured many, many people in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did. So I'm going to play one more for you.
Okay.
I'm going to play one more and see if you get it, and then if you don't, maybe another one.
La la la. This is like something I should know. Is this the Lou Grant show?
It's not. If you need one more, I do have one more,
because I don't know what that is. That is something I know it's a theme song to something, but I don't know what it's a theme song to.
Very good. All right. Well, here's your last clue.
All right. So this is the theme to Valerie's family. So it was Valerie Hogan who played Rhoda on... So what was that middle theme? What was the middle theme?
The middle theme was the theme to Rhoda.
Oh, I didn't know that. There you go. It was the theme to Rhoda. Yeah, so it was Valerie Harper, who I believe is still alive, right? Even though... It was like the big thing on Dancing with the Stars like 6 years ago. It was like, she has brain cancer. She could pass out. She could literally fall over dead while dancing. And she's like, here we are 6 years later. She's still alive.
Well, as far as I know, she's still alive. I mean, there have been no celebrity death phone
calls. Adam,
ask
Alexa. You've got her hooked up to your computer system there. Just ask her.
Alexa, is Valerie Harper still alive? She won't know.
Yes, as far as I know, Valerie Harper is alive.
Ah!
She is 77 years old.
There you go.
Wow, Alexa knew something.
No, isn't
so
that weird?
Surprised.
It's like you do that like all the time. It's like, oh, she knows something. I'm so excited. Like,
I don't understand your question.
The longest time, I would ask her things like, you know, what time does PetSmart close? Whatever, and she'd be like, I don't understand what you're asking. And then one day, out of the blue, she knew the answer. She was just like, oh, the PetSmart in Hamden closes at 10 p.m. or 9 p.m. or whatever.
I'm so impressed. All right, here she's 77, as Alexa said, and here is our next clue.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hasenbemp,
Incorporated.
We're gonna do it. Give us any chance, we'll take it.
Give us any bowl, we'll break it. This is
gonna make our dreams come true.
The theme to Laverne and Shirley.
It is.
I haven't heard that one in a long time, so that's why I let it play there. But that is not... Well, it is kind of an ensemble cast, but there's really like two main ones there. Penny Marshall and... Penny Marshall and somebody Williams. Cindy Williams.
All right. So. Here, you need another one, unless you want to make a guess.
Oh, Yaz Mamadou is doing clever lyrics. Give Daniel any bowl, he'll smoke it.
All right, here's our next one.
Yes.
So I'm going to help you a little bit. This is a theme to a movie.
Yeah, but is it a movie with Penny Marshall or a movie with Cindy Williams? Here, this is just a tough one here. I'm going to go with...
Well, do you know what movie this is?
I don't know what movie it is, but I know that Penny Marshall directs a lot of movies. And so I'm going to assume that Cindy Williams pretty much fell off the face of the planet after Laverne and Shirley. So I'm going to just make an educated guess that this is Penny Marshall's birthday. Is it?
It is not.
Oh.
Penny Marshall's birthday?
Wow.
This is the theme to American Graffiti.
Yeah.
Which Cindy Williams was in.
Wow. So happy birthday, Cindy Williams.
Yeah. So it was Cindy Williams, and Cindy Williams is, we'll just say...
Really old.
69 years old, and she's done a few things. She produced on Father of the Bride, actually, the movie. She was not in it, but she was a producer.
Nice.
All right, well, happy birthday. Here is our next one.
All right, this is not the actual theme song. This is a variant of it, but this is the theme to I Dream of Jeannie.
It is the theme to I Dream of Jeannie. I love this theme song.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, it is the theme to I Dream of Jeannie. And I'll play you one more clip because there are a few people.
But that is a variant of that.
It is. I think it's.
It's kind of like this. Like I ran across this the other day, and I was just like, wait, this isn't quite right. Listen to this.
Oh, it's the Magic.
I'm like, wait, that's not Big Fatty's theme. The fuck is that? Yeah. Anyway, so go ahead, Adam. I'm sorry. That was a total aside. So where were we at? We were at the point where we were listening to I Dream of Jeannie theme. All right. Now you got another clue.
This is dialogue.
Dialogue. Here we go.
So listen closely.
Listen closely.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, it's Cindy Williams. American Graffiti. Cindy Williams.
No, no. Let me try that again. Try that one more time.
She did it. That naive simpleton of a sister of mine.
It's Barbara Eden. It is Barbara Eden. She was playing, what was it? What was Jeannie's evil cousin sister named Jenny or something?
Was it Sabrina?
I don't know what it was, but yeah, it was like, that was that whole, I blame them largely for starting that whole evil twin
Did they
genre.
Start it or did Bewitched
No, because Jeannie was on before Bewitched. So yeah, I think they go say it. But anyway, congratulations. It's Barbara Eden's birthday.
It is Barbara Eden. And you know, I've probably said this before, but for her, Barbara Eden has really maintained her good looks.
Oh no, now you almost said really for her age, didn't you?
Well, she's 85 years old, but I saw a picture of her when she was, I don't know, 78, and she was in her Jeannie costume at the age of 78. Now, granted, I mean, you know, you could tell she was in her 70s, but she looked really good. And even, you know, even now at 85, I don't know if I've seen any pictures exactly of her at 85, but she's very beautiful. Not that you can't be beautiful at 85 for any of our 85-year-old listeners. I'm just saying she's very attractive, even now.
Okay.
All right. My apologies to Big Fatty and talking about age and beauty.
I'm not calling you ageist, but Matt in the chat room is. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, she's 80. Come on. What's the stat? She's 85. Come on. All right. Here's our next one.
Here's the thing. I know that this is Achy Breaky Heart by, I don't know who it is. I know it's what's her name's father? Hannah Montana's father.
What's Hannah Montana's real name?
I'm trying to think of what Hannah Montana's real name was.
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think it understands.
All right, here's the thing. Go back to the beginning of this song and think to yourself that this is being sung by a female impersonator, because it really does sound like a woman trying to sound like a man singing this song. I don't know this. I know it's Hannah Montana. Is it Randy Montana?
No.
I'll never get this one. Who is it?
Well, his daughter is on The Voice this season.
I'm not watching
it. If that helps you.
I'm not watching The Voice right now.
Well, it hasn't started, but they've announced who's on it. Miley Cyrus.
Wait, Miley Cyrus was Hannah Montana?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I don't think I knew that. Or if I did know that, I had forgotten that. So it's Bobby Ray Cyrus or something like that, right?
Oh my God, you really?
I don't know. Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, it's Billy Ray Cyrus.
I was not that far off. I was like literally like
you were just making up any country hickish name.
Oh, I didn't call him.
Oh, his name was Scooter.
Scooper. God damn it. His name is Scooper. He drove a four
wheeler. Anyway, Billy Ray Cyrus is 55. You know, there was a whole line dance for Achy Breaky Heart. I just want everyone. There was a whole line dance. And I love, you know what? I'm going to admit something right here. I enjoy a good line dance. I like to be involved in a line dance.
See, Scooper rode a four wheeler back before riding a four wheeler was cool. Cause I remember as a child, my grandmother would be like, Scooper's going to come up here later on his four wheeler and he'll bring some ice cream.
There's a variation of the grapevine. I don't know if any of you have ever done the grapevine, but that is a line dance.
Oh,
called Slappin' Leather. And it's not the Grapevine song. Oh, the Electric Slide. Sorry. The Electric Slide, not the Grapevine. I enjoy a good line dance. Are you about to play something?
I am about to play something. Oh. I'm just trying to get to the point here.
Now, I trust you on this march move. If you're not, you better get into it. You keep this march. Watch Paul Eugene. 4, 3, 2, 1, and tap. 4, 3, 2, 1. I gotta go. 4.
This isn't the one I'm looking for. He does the grapevine on one of these. Let me get to
well,
the
there's you this know a the, line dance.
This is the praise workout video.
Let me tell you though, while you're looking, a line dance is a way for you know people who can't necessarily dance to have a choreographed thing that they can do.
Paul Eugene, and welcome to this gospel groove workout.
That's right. We're going to be dancing in the spirit and praising the Lord.
Line dancing is not a biblical thing.
It is. No, it is. Look, Michelle's with
us. That's right. And she is here with me to encourage and inspire you. I want you to keep the march with Michelle. I'm going to show you the first move. It's our praise walk. We just go up, four, and back.
Adam, you got to do this. You got to put your hands up. Like you're doing, like you're raising the roof, but you're praising the spirit. One, two, three, that's four. It. Back, two, like three, four.
This is an audio podcast, two, three, but I'm putting my hands
back,
up.
Back, two, three, four. Yeah.
That's it. Woo! I want to thank you.
Woo!
That's it.
All right. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That is so random. Anyway, go ahead, Adam. What was the, where were we at? I already forgot what the fuck I was even, I forgot.
Are your cats seeing this? I mean, are they... Because, I don't know, Kitty is going to hurt someone. I already said this.
I already said the line. Used the line.
Don't break the fourth wall.
Never mind. What's our next
birthday? Whatever
next
it is. Birthday? Oh, God. All right. Here's our next birthday. Oh, crap. Here we go.
Loving you the way I do. I know we're going to make it through. And I would go.
I know this is a TV show, and I should know this one. Is it Alice?
It's not Alice. It's much newer than that.
Where you lead? Is this Gilmore Girls? Is this Gilmore Girls?
It's Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you pulled that one out of your rear end.
I did.
All right.
And so it could be. Is it? What's his name from Supernatural? Is it Jared? What's his name?
Do you want to guess now?
No.
Because I have another one.
Give me another one.
All right. Here's the next one.
Something strange in the neighborhood. Who are you gonna call? If there's something weird and it don't look good, who can you call?
That is obviously the theme to Ghostbusters. I'm gonna assume it's the new Ghostbusters movie, the remake. So this person was in. I know who it is. She was the chef in Gilmore Girls. She was a chef at the hotel, right? Is it Melissa McCarthy or whatever? Is that her name? Melissa McCarthy? Is that Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, she was the chef in Gilmore Girls.
Yep, she was a klutzy. She was a klutzy chef in Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, and she is currently starring in the remake of Ghostbusters.
Right.
And she is 46 years old.
46. Aww.
All right. Here is our next birthday.
Come in and pull yourself up a chair.
Victory!
Let the fun begin. It's time to wet your hair.
It's Pee Wee's Playhouse, right? It's Pee Wee's Playhouse. Is this the theme to Pee Wee's Playhouse? Yes. Right. So this would be Paul Rubens, right? Pee Wee Herman. Paul Rubens.
It is Paul Rubens. Did you watch that show?
I didn't watch it all the time, but I watched it a few times.
It was like whoever wrote that, which was probably Paul Rubens, was on drugs like the whole time, like dropping acid or something. I don't know. Anyway, he's 64. And we have one more birthday and then Pride for You birthday.
Okay, here we
so
go. Here
happy
go.
Birthday, Paul Rubens. Happy Here's birthday. Our last birthday.
I know her, but I don't know her name. She's like got a
over me.
Like a, it's like an unassuming name. Is it? It's not Patsy Cline, right? Is it Patsy Cline? I don't know. I know. It's like, does it start with an L?
Yes.
And I cannot. And it's like literally, it's like on the tip of my tongue, and I cannot think of it. What's her name?
Leanne Rimes.
Leanne Rimes. I'm sorry. I didn't get it right. Yeah.
Leanne Rimes is lonely, so lonesome she could die. She's 34 years old.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
And that is our last celebrity birthday of this evening, but maybe we have some Pride 48 birthdays.
We might.
I don't know.
Adam, we do listen on the Pride 48 homepage. We'd like to say a very happy birthday to the 5x5, which I believe is David Banks. Happy birthday, the 5x5, and also to Trucker Alex from Columbia, South Carolina, whose birthday was on the 27th. So happy birthday, everyone. If you'd like to have your birthday listed on the Pride 48 website, make sure you sign up for a Pride 48 account and click on the little checkbox that says, yes, I'd like to publish my birthday out to the world!
It's Dubious Intent Technology segment time. It's Dubious Intent Technology segment time. Come on, Dubious Intent listeners, and send in technology tech questions so that Adam can listen and Daniel can actually do the technology answering. It's Dubious Intent Technology segment time. Let's call in and stump Adam again.
There we go, Adam.
On the week that I'm going to do a technology segment, we have to play that version of the song?
That is the only version of the song we've ever had, Adam. That is the technology segment of this show.
No, I think he should stick to sewing up dead bodies.
Oh.
Or whatever it is he does.
Yeah, I don't think the director of the funeral home actually does the sewing up of the bodies. I think that was, I don't know, maybe he does.
Stick to embalming, Digger.
He's a stand-up comedian now, Adam.
Well, whatever he is, he needs to stick to it. All right. So.
He needs to stiff to it. Oh, with the joke with the stiff, the dead person stiff.
So I don't know if any of you out there are couponers or whatever you want to say. If you clip the coupons. But I have recently, I've thought I want to save a little bit of money. I don't know why, but I want to save. And what it started with is, when we order food, when we order like pizza or, I don't know, something from a restaurant, like, I don't know, some chain restaurant that we would order food from and go pick it up or whatever the case may be. It started with me actually, you can do a Google. So here's a tip for you. I don't know if this is a technology tip, but if you ever order food online or actually anything, if you shop on Amazon or any of the websites, you can actually do a Google search for promo code or coupon code for whatever the place it is. And there are websites that actually store those coupon codes that you would get in the mail or that you would get wherever. And a lot of times, and I think it's called retailmenot.com, but you can go there and you can put in, okay, I'm going to Olive Garden to get delivery. And they actually will have a promo, like a recent promo code, and you can enter it in. I saved like, I don't know, like 20% on Olive Garden the other night. I saved 10% on some other restaurant, but that is a bonus tip,
right,
on how you can save a little. So it started out with just me using promo codes. And Mark thought it was really funny that I'm trying to save a dollar here or there. And I thought, you know what? I should really start looking into coupons. So
you know,
I was looking around.
Fatty loves a coupon. Maybe now is this only available for the Android platform or is this available for the Icky phone?
This would be both, I think, but I don't have an iPhone, so I haven't been able to test this out. But I believe it is available for both. There are several coupon apps, and so if you are looking to start couponing, you instead of having to clip the coupons, you can actually get apps that you can scan the barcode from the app and not have to actually clip the coupon. And they'll show you all the weekly ads for all the stores in your area and all that kind of stuff. But the one that I found that I think is kind of cool, that's not necessarily a coupon app, but you get a lot of money back. It's called Ibotta, and it's Ibotta.
Yeah.
And what they do is they list, you tell them where you're located, and they list different categories, groceries, pharmacy, clothing, etc. And then they have specials, and when you go in, they list the various stores that are in your area. And they have specials on different things. And instead of it being a coupon, so I'm just looking at it right now. So, for instance, they have a special on Aussie Mega Moist Shampoo.
Oh, my God. I love that shampoo.
I don't
actually love that shampoo.
And you get a dollar back if you buy that.
Now, if RT Cruiser bought it in Australia, if he bought the Aussie shampoo in Australia, would he save more than we save here in the United States?
I doubt it. I would be the same thing. Werther's, you know, a lot of people buy Werther's Original, 75 cents back on Werther's Original right now. Mm-hmm. There was a particular dog treat that I got $2 back on.
Wow.
Anyway, so what you do is you when you're going to go do your shopping, this you go through this
all
list.
But, all right, it's great. So what's it called again?
Ibotta.
I-B-O-T-T-A. This is what we really want to know, Adam. Let's say, just as a for instance, you're going to your Vons East or Vons Central, wherever the fuck you go, mm-hmm. and you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to get me some Werther's candies. Now, when this app suggests the Werther's candies, does it incense you as much as the Wendy's drive-thru that suggested something that you were going to buy anyway? Like, does this app, when it suggests things that are on sale that you were already going to buy, does it make you just as mad as the Wendy's thing? Or are you ready to admit that you are just a Wendy'sist? You're a Wendy'sist.
I have a particular beef with Wendy's.
I get it, because their slogan was, where's the beef?
Yeah.
Oh!
So now I want to tell everyone. So what you do is you unlock the different deals that you want to get just by clicking the button. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to the store, you scan those items as you get them. You use your app on your phone to scan them.
This sounds like so fucking much work.
And then you scan the QR code on your receipt.
But only if you're standing on your left foot while holding your arm out at the proper angle.
But listen, today, okay, when you first start using Ibotta, you get a $10 incentive to use it within a week. So if you use it within a week, you get $10. And today I used it when we went grocery shopping and I got $4.50 back. So I've already earned $14.50.
Wow. But how much did you spend? This is how you play the game. I spent $22.19, but I saved $14.94.
Well, I bought a piece of furniture. I bought a piece of furniture for the studio, so I don't think it counts.
Now, did you use Kohl's cash for that?
I did not.
Okay, great.
But they give you actual cash money back. It's not like a coupon where you just save the money on the whatever. You get money. So they'll deposit it into your PayPal, or they'll deposit it into your Venmo account, or you'll...
Can you get it in Bitcoins? Can you get it in Bitcoins, Adam? That's what we're
You can't, but you can redeem it for gift cards if you want. Anyway, so I've now accumulated $14.50, which I can get in my PayPal. And I can use to buy things online.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. No other podcast talks about coupons or saving money. It's an exclusive.
I think it's a cool
exclusive
app,
here
whatever.
On Dubious Intent is the coupon talking Mac. It's going to be a whole segment. We've got a theme song for it and everything. Adam will tell you how much he spent and how much he saved at the Fonzie. So there you go. That's another exclusive contract here. Content.
Content.
Shit. Exclusive content here. Dubious Intent.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Ba-ba-ba-ba,
let's make contact.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show. The segment of the show where we play our voicemails and read our emails. Adam, you know what? We forgot to do this last week, which was very embarrassing on my part because someone had actually sent us a Facebook message to let us know that it had happened.
How Vera dare you?
But this is what happened, Adam. I don't know. No, it wasn't that. Wait, what was it? Shit. Hold on.
We won an award.
Hold on. No. Shh. Adam. That's right, Adam. We have been given another award, one of the many, many awards that we have here at the Dubious Intent podcast. If you may recall, we are the recipient of the... What was it?
That other award.
We have so many awards. It's so hard to keep track of them. I believe it was like without mentioning any names, or that's what it was. We won the without mentioning any names award for 2016. That's right. I believe we also won a brand new contest. It was announced on the BFO for some reason. I don't know why it was announced there and not announced, here in some kind of official capacity. But make no mistake, we won the Gus Chad Podcast of the Year Award. That's right. The Dubious Intent, racking up awards faster than you can say Dubious Intent. If you have an award you would like to present to us, make sure that you send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, and we will make sure that we pimp it out here on our show as you shower us with your accolades.
Or put it on Big Fatty's show.
I have no idea. Anyway, thank you, Gus Chad. I forget the name of the award
that
we won, but we did win an award.
Eventually, we'll put something on the website.
When you send us an award, all you have to do is also include like where you want it to link to. So, like when you send us without mentioning any names, award, like if you wanted that to link to, I don't know, Hello Again, It's Brenda Boo or something, whatever it is, you just tell us. It's like, and then when we put it on a website, we will have our awards listed on the left, and whatever the award is, you know, the picture, when you click on it, it'll go to whatever website you want it to go to. So there it goes. Free advertising for you, and you get to award us with awards. You know, you get to shower us with your accolades.
That's right, Daniel. Mm-hmm. That's right.
We have several voicemails this evening, Adam. Shall we get to them?
We shall.
This one comes from someone who is right here in our very chat room. It comes from Matt from Smeking Beer. Listen to what he has to say.
Hey, Adam, Daniel. This is Matt from Chubbs Gone Wild. Oh. God, we're so wild.
Hold on. It's not Matt from Smeking Beer Arthur. It's Matt from Chubbs Gone Wild, which is actually Matt's from Smeking Beer Arthur, but he's new. Chubbs Gone Wild.
He sounds like he ate a brownie before he called. I don't know. But
are you saying he sounds high?
Or over-caffeinated, under-caffeinated?
Anyway,
I don't know.
Okay, so giving you guys a call for Adam's call for call. And this question is something that's going to be a little bit more for Daniel.
Oh, that's me.
So, wow. World of Warcraft, Blizzard,
yes.
Entertainment,
yes.
Just added a live video Facebook interface so that you can like stream what you're doing and wow on Facebook. Now,
yes,
you know, when everybody complained about the Twitter interface and you could tweet your selfies and stuff to Twitter, everybody's like, "This is the worst thing ever. It's so stupid." And I was like, "Oh my god, this is fun. Who cares?" You know. But this is the first time when I'm like, seriously. Anyway, so I'm just curious what you think about it.
Okay.
Not that you're in the game, but I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
All right. Have a good show, guys. Bye. Okay.
I probably will re-sign up when Legion drops at the end of this month. Probably wait next month and sign up then. But yes, go ahead, Adam. What were you going to ask?
Can I give my opinion?
Please do.
Well, because he just wants to know what you think about them adding the feature to live stream to Facebook.
Yes.
Whether you love it or hate it, I think it is a really brilliant move on their part because live streaming of games is a huge thing. And Facebook Live has also become a huge thing since they started doing it. And them adding the ability for you to easily stream your game to Facebook, I think is a win-win. Personally,
I
don't know if
see,
anyone's
going
to watch
I'm gonna
it.
Go,
but
yeah, I'm going to go the exact opposite of you, Adam. I think the real problem here is this Facebook thing, because streaming of games is big for people that like to watch streaming games. Like for me, I watch streaming games. Like that is something that I'll watch on YouTube. Like YouTube, I don't know if you know this or not. YouTube has an entire gaming channel, which is gaming.youtube.com, which are people. If you go to there, you can actually, it just lists all the video games that are streaming at the moment, and you can pick whatever your favorite game is and watch any one of 100 people playing that game at that time with a chat room and stuff like that, which is a ripoff of the Twitch model. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that people that want to watch streaming games go to Twitch and they go to YouTube Gaming because that is where they're going to watch their favorite gamers play and to chat with the friends that they've made in those chat rooms. Putting it on Facebook, I think, is a huge miss for them because Facebook doesn't have the ability to segregate it like that. So it's like when you do a live video on Facebook, it goes to the stream, right? It goes to people that follow you on Facebook who may or may not be interested in watching a game that you're streaming. So it's like, I think Blizzard would have been better served spending their time directly interfacing with Twitch and YouTube Gaming than dealing with the Facebook Live. And that is my one complaint with it. I think it's great that they're doing it. other than the fact that I don't think they're going to get a really good feedback from it, because it's not where people that want to watch games being played don't go to Facebook to look for that. So it's like, if you're not going to partner with the people which are where things are at, then it seems silly. It would be like me saying, oh, I'm going to set up a website called DanTube, where you can upload videos for, you know, whatever you want, and then people can watch your videos and stuff like that. It's like, well, people go to YouTube. It's like, they're already used to going to YouTube. So you trying to partner with something that's not where people expect it to be is different.
But for the live thing, I think Facebook has made some really had big success.
But you don't understand.
Right out the gate.
I'm not complaining about Facebook Live, which I think is great, right? Streaming a game, but in other words, it's not you talking about a game. It's literally, you're not on the screen. It's your game screen being put up onto Facebook Live. And it's like, I used to stream out our raids occasionally on Twitch and stuff. And it's like, there's very few people that had any interest in watching it. And most people, you know, when you would tweet it out like, hey, we're streaming live our game over here, they'd be like, what is this? It's like, so most gamers know that most of their friends aren't gamers. So it's like,
now I will.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, as a gamer, I have my gamer friends, but on Facebook, all of my friends follow me on Facebook. And so the percentage of my friends that are gamers is not as big as the percentage of my friends that are not gamers. So my not gamer friends are going to be more apt to go like, what is this? Why are you bombarding me with this shit? And I was like, so.
I think if you're correct that they have not built a very seamless, easy way to stream WoW to YouTube Live and to Twitch, that would have been my first thing to do for sure, because that is where gamers go already. But I do think that, you know, there are lots of different topics on Facebook Live and lots of different types of videos. And for you to say that that's not a good place to put it because the people in Facebook are not going to be as interested in that, there are like billions of people in Facebook.
Yeah, but
so
what I'm trying to say, but video
everybody.
Game streaming is a very niche thing to do. And it's like, that's all I'm trying to say is like, I don't know. Have you gone to the Facebook Live?
I don't know. That or how to a video on how to install a hook on a door,
but that,
I might
that's,
watch. Well, I don't know.
But
you know,
installing the hook on the door is not a live video. That is a produced video.
Just a joke.
No, but what I'm saying, but those are two different things, and that's what I'm trying to say it's a very different thing. I'm trying to see if anyone is currently streaming in Connecticut, in the entire state of Connecticut, on YouTube, on Facebook Live. No, there's not a single person in Connecticut streaming on Facebook Live right now. Here's somebody in New York that says, what's she doing? Oh, she's playing Overwatch.
Oh my goodness. I feel like I have autism.
Yeah, so she's playing Overwatch. Let's see what's.
So apparently it is a thing. Game streaming
on Facebook. She's got, let's see how many, three people are watching her doing it, which is opposed to this here in New York, where this girl is smoking a joint and there's seven people watching her. Let's hear what she's got to say.
You know what's crazy?
Oh, wait, what happened? What happened? Oh, you dropped off.
I put the mark that kudur bisir moto ken.
83 people are watching this person.
Jani na, Allah banai dise. Normal bujhte hobe. Shobai perfect na, so.
Wait, give me,
is that English?
No. Let's see. Who's watching this person? Oh, one person. It's just us. Just us. We're just watching the person. Oh, here she is. All right, here. This is the girl smoking a joint. Hey. Should I say hi to her?
She can't hear
you. No, I'm in the chat room. When you click on the video, you're automatically in the chat room.
Shida.
What? Should I say hey?
Sure.
She looks like she could kick my ass. Here's the thing. The thing I don't like about Facebook Live is just now, I don't know if you heard that right at the tail end of that video that I was watching, it seems to buffer a lot. It doesn't seem to be a very smooth experience. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. It's like if you go...
I haven't watched a lot of Facebook
Live. All right, here's an experiment, ladies and gentlemen. If you go to Facebook, over on the left-hand side of Facebook, there's actually a little category that says live. Now, I'm speaking if you're on the desktop, not if you're on your mobile. There's a little category that says live, and it will draw you a map of the United States, and there's little dots of everyone that is currently streaming live. If you hover over it or click on it, you can, you know, on that dot, you'll actually start watching the video like I was. But it's like, it seems like it buffers a lot. Like, it's just not very, it's not very consistent. And I'm wondering if that's because Facebook Live used to only be available for mobile, and most people are using mobile as their source of doing this. and mobile has some problems keeping a single stream. So now that they're allowing you to do it from your computer, you know, then that's better. Now, if you go to the Dubious Intent page on Facebook, you can see Adam doing his live video that's archived on our page.
Oh, God. It was just
which is
a
basically
test.
Adam going, wow, this is pegging my CPU, man. Wow.
It is.
And then I was like going, but this isn't a really good test because you would need to be putting up Hangouts. It's like you're not even running Hangouts. It's like it's just you.
It's fine.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, thank you, Matt, for your call. We really
Oh, was that
it.
Matt that called? Oh, thanks, Matt. We really appreciate it. Hey, we have another call. Let's get to that, Adam. It comes in from this person.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, dear Adam. Happy anniversary to you.
Now we have to specify this doesn't have anything to do with your relationship with Mittens.
Correct. This is something completely unheard of.
What?
1 year ago, this weekend.
Yes.
We sat across the table from you, Adam, and met you in person
at the MGM Grand restaurant thing, whatever that was called.
When you were
at
stacking your plates.
48. Yes. So we simply wanted to say that we are celebrating tonight.
Yes.
Our meeting of you.
Our sweet Adam meeting.
Our sweet Adam meeting. And the other thing is that sadly, we are having friends over for dinner on tonight.
Believe it or not.
You'll be listening to this on Sunday night. So we will not be able to hear our own call or listen to Dubious Intent or be part of the chat room.
Nope.
But we felt it incumbent upon us to talk about the importance
of meeting you.
Of meeting you.
Adam. This is after a couple glasses of champagne, Adam.
Really? That doesn't show at all.
We just wanted to say happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Adam.
And I hope you have a wonderful show. Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Okay,
hey.
Bye.
Well, thank you. For those of you who don't know, that was Auntie Vera Charles and Gooch.
Just a question. Do you think they're guests that are eating dinner tonight or stacking their own plates?
I don't know, but thank you so much. I really enjoyed meeting you guys, and I'm glad, you know, I knew that was around the time of our one-year anniversary of meeting, but that was very special meeting you guys. But I do want to know, along with that wine, did you guys have some of Matt's brownies as well? I don't know. But hey, I love the intoxicated phone calls, so you guys should do that every week.
You should, yeah, except not next week because we won't be here next week. Anyway, let's listen to our final phone call. Adam, it comes in from royalty. Let's listen to who this is.
Hey, guys, it's Princess Hannah.
Hi, Princess Hannah.
I have something major to contribute as far as content is concerned because life's been pretty boring. I don't know who's died lately, and I know nothing pertinent other than apparently Justin Bieber deleted his Instagram account and then reopened it less than 48 hours later. But that's not necessarily what I'd call quality content. But I will do a shameless plug. I have a blog out that I've actually been keeping up with. It's Tiaras and Cookies at blogspot.com. All right, have some content. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Princess Hannah. That is Princess Hannah from the formerly of the Without Smearing My Makeup podcast.
Without Smearing My Eyeliner.
Oh, is that what it was? Without Smearing My Eyeliner.
And and she said tiaras mm-hmm. and cookies blogspot.com.
Nice.
For all of you who want to read.
I don't read. If I read, I would absolutely go and do that. But as
that is her blog.
I don't know how
and you should all go over there. All you need is love and a tiara.
I don't know how to read or write, sadly.
And maybe a cookie.
Sadly. Adam, I believe those are all of our emails and our voicemails
thank
that we have.
For,
thank you everyone.
For calling.
We appreciate each and every one of you.
3, 2, 1.
Apparently I didn't play us out of the contact segment last time, or I didn't play us out of someone on Twitter called me, I believe it was Baron Frosty that called me out on Twitter last time, that I did not play us out of some segment. And last show.
It could have been. But, you know, Baron Frosty. I mean, come on. Baron Frosty always has something to say on Twitter or Facebook. He always has something to say.
He does.
Or he's like posting selfies about how he looks like he's middle-aged or some shit. Yeah. I don't know. About a diva light.
Right.
Or, you know, he's just woken up and how he has pillow lips.
Dubious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587, or send us an email. I don't know why I suddenly thought email wasn't the right word to use there. Send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
I just want to say, for the record, the chat room said it was so funny that someone in the 1% was talking about couponing. Do you realize that most wealthy people are cheap?
Do you know how they became wealthy? That's not what they were making fun of. They were making fun of the fact that you were making fun of the fact that it was like, oh, it's cute to save, like, you know, 10 cents or 20 cents. Like, oh, I know it's only saving 10 or 20 cents right here. In other words, that was the point. It was just like, you know, if you really were scraping by, then, of course, that 10 or 20 cents is much more important than you and the 1% who doesn't, you know, is like, it's more an amusement for you than it is a necessity. I believe that's what they were making fun of. It doesn't matter. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.